The coalition is trying to capitalise on internal Labor Party divisions over superannuation. Government backbencher Simon Crean has repeatedly raised concerns about whether superannuation tax concessions might be targeted in the May budget. Frontbencher Craig Emerson says the rules will not change for average income earners, but the system could be made more equitable by targeting the so-called fabulously wealthy. The lack of detail is giving the opposition oxygen to speculate about how far the changes might go. Craig Emerson is the Minister for Tertiary Education, Skills, Science and Research, Trade and Competitiveness, and the Minister assisting the Prime Minister with Asian Century Policy. He joins us in our Canberra studio, and he's speaking with Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.
Dr. Emerson, good morning and welcome to AM.
Thanks very much.
You tried to narrow the debate on the weekend by saying that this would only affect the fabulously wealthy. What do you mean by that?
What I said, in fact, is that it is worthwhile having a debate about the fact that fabulously wealthy people are able to get an advantage of paying a 15% tax, whereas everyday Australians on ordinary wages pay 30% or more. I didn't set a dividing line. I'm simply referring to the fact that there are fabulously wealthy people in Australia. Now, if we want to have a debate with the Liberal Party as to whether there are or are not fabulously wealthy people, I'm happy to have that. This is what I say about fabulously wealthy people. God bless their little cotton socks. That's great. No problem. But we should be able to have a discussion about the idea that at the very high end, people are able to take advantage of highly concessionary superannuation tax treatment, where if we look at the lower end, we have lifted the superannuation contributions tax off the shoulders of low-income earners, 3.6 million Australians earning up to $37,000, and the coalition wants to put it back on. Mm. That's the sort of debate that we're having.
But the current debate, too, is about what savings the government is looking for to help pay for some big budget items like the education reforms, the National Disability Insurance Scheme, the fabulously wealthy. Possibly, are you talking or looking at people who are earning $300,000 and more?
I'm not nominating thresholds, but this is a philosophic debate. And we're talking actually about fiscal sustainability. By that I mean the long-term sustainability of a budget where the tax concessions at the very top end are proving expensive and will be increasingly expensive over time. We question the sustainability of that. Mr. Abbott says that's fine, that's not a problem. What's not sustainable, according to Mr. Abbott, is relieving the tax burden on low-income earners. He says that that's not sustainable. They will whack them with a 15% tax. They would abolish the school kids bonus, and they'd bring the tax-free threshold back from $18,200 to $6,000, because that's where Mr. Abbott is concentrating his scalpel, his axe, his knife. And what we're saying is at the very high end, that's where we need to achieve the fiscal sustainability, not the average worker.
But it's a debate also playing out within Labor. You've had Joel Fitzgibbon say that people in his electorate who earn $130,000, $140,000 shouldn't be considered wealthy or rich.
Well, again, I'm here to debate with you and through you, your listeners, the philosophy of whether we achieve fiscal sustainability over the long term, which is a request that's been made of this government, understandably, for a long time. We say that's a fair enough request. We've already cracked down on a number of benefits that go at the higher end to make the budget more sustainable. We're happy to have that debate.
Okay. Well, in context of that debate, you've said fabulously wealthy. What's just wealthy then?
No, what I said, and I'll read it, okay? I'll read it so that we know exactly what I said. People who are fabulously wealthy gaining an advantage by putting their money into super and being taxed at 15%, where the everyday Australian may face a tax rate of 30%, that enlivens a debate. That's what I said. So let's discuss what I actually said. And the point of all that is to say that there is a philosophical gulf between the Labor Party and the coalition, where the Labor Party is saying we need to achieve fiscal sustainability over a long period of time to build on the savings we've already made. And we're looking at the very high end. The coalition said, don't you touch that. Don't you touch that. But what we'll do is wield the axe on the school kids bonus, the tax-free threshold, and superannuation.
You keep
low-income earners.
Framing this in terms of the opposition, but this is also playing out within your party. And the one who blew the whistle on all of this was Simon Crean. Simon Crean said it makes no sense for the government to be taxing the savings of ordinary Australians to protect your own surplus, the government's own surplus.
Simon Crean has said, quite rightly, that superannuation is a creation of the Labor Party. And the truth is, we brought in superannuation for working people. There was already a superannuation scheme for higher income earners. That existed before we brought it in, voted against by the Coalition. Then we sought to increase it from 9 to 12%. We have, but voted against by the Coalition. And Joe Hockey had the temerity...
Again, you're going back to the opposition
Joe,
and these are comments that are coming from your own side.
We had to get this through the Parliament. We had to get our superannuation changes through the Parliament. Every time we have sought to get superannuation benefits for the working men and women of Australia through the federal parliament, going back to the early 1990s, it has been fiercely opposed by the Coalition. I think that's a legitimate point to make. And now they're saying, you shouldn't touch superannuation. They want to take an axe to superannuation for low-income earners.
Simon Crean is the one who is making those warnings.
What I'm saying there, Sabra, is Simon Crean absolutely and fundamentally agrees with me that the history of the superannuation scheme for the working men and women of Australia is Labor implementing it, with the Coalition always opposing it. Who said that superannuation is a con job? Tony Abbott.
Last year in the budget, the government tried to already increase the tax on contributions from 15 to 30% for those earning more than $300,000. That is yet to go through Parliament. Are you looking to increase that or lower the threshold?
No, I'm not going into the details of it because the details will be revealed by the budget.
Okay, are you prepared for a six-week campaign on this now? Because essentially you've created a vacuum now and people are going to fill it.
Okay, I'll have a go now. I accept that it is your job to try to get the details of this as soon as possible and ahead of every other media outlet. But just like other budget items, we don't simply, at the request of people, say this is what's going to be in the budget or before the budget. We are developing proposals that are fair and equitable because we believe that the few at the very top end are enjoying tax concessions that can't be afforded by the budget, and the contrast, of course, is with the Coalition, who says at the low end, that's where people should be paying more. We don't agree with that.
You're off to China later this week with the Prime Minister. Are the tensions over North Korea going to overshadow the entire
trip? They won't overshadow, no, but of course this is an item that the government will raise. We welcome the fact that China and Russia have called for restraint. We think that's a good thing. There isn't actually increased signs of military activity from North Korea, but certainly their language is very, very militarist. That's unfortunate. We are looking at further sanctions against North Korea. We do consider North Korea to be a danger, but I'm just emphasising the fact that beyond the rhetoric at this stage, there are no signs of increased military activity by North Korea. And there's an industrial zone on the border of North and South Korea. One litmus test is whether the North Korean workers who get some money out of working in that continue to do so, whether the zone's open, and it is.
Dr. Emerson, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Sabra.
Craig Emerson, the Minister for Tertiary Education, Skills, Science and Research, Trade and Competitiveness.